The Mahabharata, Chapter 75, Drona in Command. Duryodhana and Karna held council as to who should be put in supreme command of the forces. Well, every one of these princely warriors fighting on your side is great enough to be put in charge of our forces as supreme commander. All these kings are of equal prowess, strength, energy, skill, courage, valor, ancestry, and wisdom. They cannot all be put in joint command. And if any of them be chosen, each of the others would feel hurt. And they may not put forth their whole strength in the cause. Thereby we stand to suffer. So my advice is that we install Dronacharya, the teacher of all these princes and warriors, a supreme commander. He indeed is the greatest of all those that carry arms today. No Kshatriya is equal to him in the qualities required for leading our army. Let us therefore install him. Said Karna. Duryodhana agreed that this was the right thing to do, and so it was decided. He went to Dronacharya and, in the presence of the assembled warriors and princes, bowed and addressed him. Revered master, you are unrivaled among all those assembled here in caste, ancestry, knowledge of sciences, age, wisdom, valor, and skill. I beg of you to accept the supreme command. Under your command, this army will be victorious. The assembled kings received this proposal with loud cheer and war cries, which gladdened Duryodhana's heart. Drona was installed in due form amidst thunderous acclamation, the praise of courtiers, and the sound of trumpets that accompanied the ceremony made the Kauravas feel as though they had already vanquished the enemy. So great was their enthusiasm and confidence in Drona's leadership. Drona arrayed the army in circular formation. Karna, who had till then stood aside, was now seen moving about in his great chariot on the battlefield, and this put new courage and joy into the hearts of the Kaurava soldiers. The talk went round in the army that the great Bhishma did not wish to slay the sons of Pandu and therefore had not put his whole heart in the fight, but now that Karna was in the field, it was certain that the Pandavas would be destroyed. Dronacharya was in command for 5 days of the battle. Though of advanced years, he was everywhere in the field and displayed the fierce energy of a young warrior. Whenever he led an attack, the Pandava forces were scattered like clouds before a storm. He personally engaged the greatest warriors on the Pandava side in battle. He fought Satyaki, Bhima, Arjuna, Drishtadyumna, Abhimanyu, Drupada, and Kasi Raja and defeated them on many an occasion. He harassed and inflicted severe punishment on the Pandava army. During the 5 days, he was in command. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirmatir Mama. The Mahabharata, Chapter 76, To Seize Yudhishthira Alive. As soon as Drona assumed command of the Kaurava forces, Duryodhana, Karna and Dushasana sat in council and decided on a plan, and Duryodhana went to Dronacharya to put it in operation. Acharya, we desire that you should capture Yudhishthira alive and give him over to us. We desire nothing more, not even a total victory. If you achieve this for us, we shall all be exceedingly satisfied with your conduct of the war. When Drona heard Duryodhana address him thus, great was his joy, for he hated the idea of slaying the Pandava brothers. Even though to fulfill his obligation, the Acharya loyally joined the Kaurava side against the Pandavas, he loved the sons of Kunti and especially the pure-minded Yudhishthira. So, when he heard Duryodhana's request that Yudhishthira should be captured alive, he felt greatly relieved. Duryodhana, may you be blessed. Do you too wish to abstain from killing Yudhishthira? How it gladdens my heart. Truly, Yudhishthira is one without an enemy. And the name Ajatashatru, which the people have given to Kunti's eldest son, has been justified by your great, great decision. When even you have made up your mind that he should not be killed but should be captured alive, his unrivaled glory has become 10 times enhanced. I see, Duryodhana, what you intend. Drona continued, you wish to defeat the Pandavas in battle and then give them their share in the kingdom and live in peace and amity with them. I see this clearly for your desire to capture Yudhishthira alive. Drona was exceedingly glad, and he said again, indeed, Yudhishthira is the most fortunate man on earth. The gods are showering their favors on Kunti's good son. So has he won the hearts of even enemies. But Duryodhana's motives in wishing to take Yudhishthira alive were far different. And as soon as Drona acceded to his proposal and gave his pledge, that he would do his best to capture Yudhishthira. Duryodhana revealed his real intentions. If Yudhishthira was slain, nothing would be gained by it, and the anger of the Pandavas would be all the greater. The battle would rage more fiercely than before, and Duryodhana knew that it would only mean the utter defeat of his army. Even if the fight were to be continued relentlessly until both armies were destroyed, Krishna would still remain alive, and he would put either Draupadi or Kunti in sovereign possession of the kingdom. What then was the point in killing Yudhishthira? On the other hand, if Yudhishthira was captured alive, Duryodhana thought, the war would end more speedily and victoriously for the Kauravas. Thereafter, he could surely play on Yudhishthira's goodness and his loyalty to the traditional code of Kshatriya conduct. It was pretty certain he could be drawn into the battle of dice again and sent to the forests once more. 10 days of fighting had demonstrated to Duryodhana that further fighting would only result in the destruction of the race, not the fulfillment of the desires. When Duryodhana made his motives clear to Drona, the Acharya was greatly disappointed and he cursed Duryodhana in his heart. But whatever the reason for it, he was glad that Yudhishthira was not to be killed. The news that Drona had given a solemn assurance to Duryodhana that he would take Yudhishthira prisoner was carried by their spies to the Pandava army. The Pandavas knew that when the Acharya was determined on something and gave his pledged word for executing it, his unrivaled eminence in the art of war and his valor made it a most serious affair. So they soon got busy and so arrayed the forces that Yudhishthira was never left unsupported. Whatever movements might take place, they always took care to leave sufficient protection against any surprise attack on Yudhishthira. In the first day's battle under the leadership of Drona, the Acharya amply demonstrated his great skill and energy. He moved about, destroying the Pandava forces like a fire burning up dry logs. His rapid movements made the Pandava army feel as if Drona was everywhere at the same time, showering arrows like rain, covering the battlefield into a stage for the dance of the god of death. He cut the Pandava army in twain, where Drishtadyumna stood. Many were the single combats among renowned warriors. There was a fierce battle between Sahadeva and Sakuni, skilled in illusion warfare. When their chariots broke, they alighted on the ground and like two hills sprung to life and motion, they struck each other with maces and closed with one another in single combat. Between Bhima and Vivismasthi, there was a great battle in which chariots were broken on both sides. Salya fought his nephew Nakula and harassed him exceedingly, smiling most provokingly all the time. But in the end, Salya had his car smashed and his flag brought down, and he withdrew admitting defeat. Between Kripacharya and Drishtaketu, there was a battle in which the latter was worsted. So also was there fierce fighting between Satyaki and Kritavarma, and between Virata and Karna. Abhimanyu's valor was also demonstrated as he fought Paurava, Kritavarma, Jayadratha, and Salya single-handed and made them withdraw. Then there was a great combat between Salya and Bhimasena, in which Salya was defeated and made to retire. The Kaurava forces began to lose courage, and the Pandava army, who saw this, attacked the Kaurava army with renewed energy and broke its ranks. When Drona saw this, he decided to restore lost morale, and leading a straight attack on Yudhishthira, his golden chariot went forward, drawn by four noble Sindhu horses, in the direction of Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira answered with barbed arrows, feathered with eagle feathers, but Drona did not mind and advanced at great speed. Yudhishthira's bow was cut down, and Drona was coming very near. Drishtadyumna tried to intercept Drona, but in vain. The whole army shouted, "Yudhishthira has been taken!" So near came Drona. Suddenly, then, Arjuna appeared on the battlefield, the earth rumbling under the wheels of his chariot as it coursed swiftly over the bloody field, over bones and bodies lying in heaps. Drona held back, for Arjuna had come on the scene. From the Gandiva issued a continuous stream of arrows. No one could see the shafts taken out of the quiver or placed in position. It seemed as if from out of the great bow an unending flood of arrows issued without intermission. The battlefield was darkened by flying missiles. Drona retreated. Yudhishthira was not taken. The battle was stopped for the day, and the Kaurava forces went to their camp in chastened mood. The Pandava army marched proudly to camp, and behind them walked Krishna and Arjuna conversing. Thus closed the 11th day of the battle. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurtarah Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Truvani Tirmatirmama. The Mahabharata, Chapter 77, The 12th Day. The attempt to capture Yudhishthira alive failed. Drona was speaking to Duryodhana about this. "It is clear we cannot succeed in our efforts to seize Yudhishthira so long as Dhananjaya is nearby. It is no want of interest on my part. If by some stratagem we could draw Arjuna away to some other part of the field, I could pierce the Pandava formations and capture Yudhishthira. I promise to seize him and deliver him to you, provided he does not flee from the battle, renouncing honor. If he does that, then also we win indeed, do we not?" The chief of the Trigartha Duryodhana, who heard Drona say this, talked it over with his brothers, and they made a plan. They resolved to take the Samsaptaka oath and challenge Arjuna to battle and draw him away from Yudhishthira's side. Accordingly, together with a large force, they gathered and sat before the fire, dressed in matted grass, and went through funeral gifts and ceremonies for themselves as if already dead, and took their oath, "Not till we have killed Dhananjaya will we turn back. If we flee in fear from battle, may we be punished as for deadly sin." Having adjured themselves thus before the sacred fire, they marched south for what was the direction of death, and shouted, "O Arjuna!" challenging him to battle. It was a great suicide squad organized to achieve what Drona had pointed out to be essential for capturing Yudhishthira. Arjuna turned to Yudhishthira and addressed him thus, "King, the Samsaptakas are calling me to battle. I am pledged to accept a challenge thus thrown out. Susharma and his men are calling me to battle. I shall destroy them all and return. Permit me to go." "Brother beloved, you know Drona's intentions. Keep that in mind. Do whatever you think fit. He has promised Duryodhana to take me alive. He is a matchless warrior, brave, strong, skilled in every branch of archery. He knows no fatigue. Nothing escapes his watchful eyes. King, here is Satyajit standing in support of you," replied Arjuna. "As long as he is alive and by you, nothing can happen to you." So saying, Arjuna asked the Panchala prince Satyajit to stand guard by Yudhishthira's side and marched off like a hungry lion to meet the Samsaptakas. "There, Krishna, see the Trigartha standing, cheerful under the intoxication of their oath, though they know they go to certain death. Indeed, they are full of the exultation of the approaching Swarga." So speaking to his great charioteer, Arjuna approached the large Samsaptaka force. This was the 12th day of the great battle. It was a fierce fight. After a time, Arjuna's attack began to tell, and the Trigartas fell in swathes before him. But Susharma reminded them of their oath. "Heroes, we have taken our oaths before the fire and in the presence of the whole army of warriors. Having sworn terrible resolves, it is unworthy to flinch. Let us not fall into public ridicule." The Samsaptakas cheered their leader and faced Arjuna with the sublime courage of accepted deaths. "Rishikesha, they are resolved on fighting to the last. Drive on," said Arjuna. Driven by Madhusudana, Arjuna's chariot moved like Indra's car in the great war of the gods against the Asuras. It went here and it went there, and wherever it went, Arjuna's great bow, the Gandiva, scattered death among the doomed Trigarthas. The burst of blood in their serried ranks was like the burst of Palasa blossoms in a springtime forest. The fighting was severe. At one time, Arjuna's car and flagpole were immersed in darkness under the downpour of arrows. "Are you alive, Dhananjaya?" shouted Krishna. "Yes," replied Arjuna, and pulling the string of his Gandiva, discharged shafts that dispelled the arrow shower. It was like the Rudra dance of dissolution. The field was full of severed limbs and headless bodies, presenting a terrible spectacle. As Arjuna proceeded to oppose the Samsaptakas, Drona gave orders for a violent assault on the Pandava forces at the point where Yudhishthira stood. Yudhishthira saw this in movement and spoke to the Panchala prince Drishtadyumna. "The Brahmana is coming to seize me. Look after the forces with vigilance." The son of Drupada did not wait for Drona to advance, but marched forward in his car himself to meet Drona. Dronacharya avoided Drishtadyumna, for well he knew that his death was destined to be at his hands, and that death was not yet due. And he wheeled his chariot in another direction, where Drupada was leading his forces. Drupada's forces suffered heavy punishment at Drona's hands, and blood flowed in streams on the battlefield. Drona then again turned his attention to Yudhishthira. The Pandavas stood firm, answered Drona's attacks with showers of arrows. Satyajit made a charge on Drona's car, and there was a fierce combat in which Drona's figure assumed the grimness of the destroyer. Many a warrior was slain by him in succession. Vrika, a prince of Panchala, as well as Satyajit, fell dead. Seeing this, Satanika, son of Virata, marched against Drona. In a moment, Satanika's severed head rolled on the ground with the golden kundala shining in the earlobes. Kitama, another chief, followed the attack, but he too perished. Then Vasudhana rushed forward to stop the advance of Drona, but he too fell dead. Yuddhamanyu, Satyaki, Sikandin, Uttamujas, all who came to push Drona back were repulsed, and all these great warriors had to retreat. Drona was now almost within reach of Yudhishthira. At that moment, Panchalya, another son of Drupada, rushed madly up to stop the Acharya and fought most desperately. But he too was mortally wounded and fell from his chariot like a falling star. Then Duryodhana was delighted and said exultingly to Karna, "Radheya, do you see the valor of a mighty leader? No more will the Pandavas be inclined towards battle. See how their army reels under Drona's blows. Huh? Karna shook his head. Do not be overconfident. The Pandavas are not to be so easily vanquished. They will never surrender. The wrongs they have undergone are too great to be forgotten. You tried to poison and kill them. You tried to burn them alive. You've grieved and humiliated them at the game of dice, and you have forced them out to live in the forest. For long years, they will never surrender. See there, their army has rallied. All their forces are leading a combined attack on Drona. There, see Bhima, Satyaki, Yuddhamanyu, Kshatradharma, Nakula, Uttamaujas, Drupada, Virata, Sikkandin, Trishtaketu. They are all other warriors have all come to protect Yudhishthira and are presenting Drona with a tough battle. We should not stand idly watching when we have put such a heavy burden on the Acharya. Great as he is, there is a limit to the load even he can carry. Even wolves combined in large numbers can harass and kill a mighty elephant. Now, let us proceed. It will not do any longer to leave Drona unsupported. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurtara Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Thruvani Tirma Tirmamam.